Well, this gate is all that's left of Stanwell Place. It's a Grade II listed structure. So it was built roughly 1800, demolished in the early 1960s. So it was built for a local baronet, and then it was demolished because the owner, the last owner, King Faisal II of Iraq, been overthrown and killed in that 14th of July revolution. And then his line was sort of extinct. King Hussein of Jordan was his cousin, but I don't know, he wanted it. And the house was typically abandoned, it was in a ruinous state. And there was a campaign to save it. These things weren't as appreciated then as they are now, but it's part of it used for the gravel pits, because the man who owned it was a civil engineer. And around here, very close to Heathrow Airport, they began digging reservoirs as London expanded the water for London. And they got the gravel and then they built these reservoirs. They weren't actually filled till right after the Second World War. One of them is called George VI Reservoir because he was king at the time. It's filled with water in 1947. And they used they built a sort of dummy Clapham Junction to confuse the Luftwaffe back then. Navigation was very primitive in those days. But look at those gates. Aren't they fine? And that's all that remains. So they're not allowed to demolish that. And there's a lodge house in there which looks 19th century brown brick. And if it says danger of death. So they really don't want any visitors. And that's it. So we're on Park Road in Stanwell. So it was called Stanwell Place, not Stanwell Manor as I thought. So over here is a public road. We're not far from Staines. Heathrow Airport was behind me, only about a mile. I don't know what else. Lots of cars in there. So there we go. King Faisal II. He went to Harrow. Despite that, he spoke fluent English. You can see a video of him on YouTube in which he's visiting the United States and speaking it. But he was overthrown for being not an Arab nationalist enough. And they suspected he might want to make peace with Israel, despite being booted out the Jewish community. And over here is one of the reservoirs, and I can't remember, there's a Queen Mary reservoir, as in the wife of George V. George V died in 1936, she died in 1953, just for her granddaughter's coronation. She told her daughter to go ahead with the coronation if she died, not to delay it in mourning. Looking crosses of St. George up, as well as the Union flag. So, it's a pity they didn't manage to save the house, what it would have cost. And it's where it would have been. I presume the entrance was that way and you're coming in. This is the private grounds. And look, if it's some of its ordinary housing these days. It would have actually been the house is in the reservoir now, underwater, because perhaps this is the last reservoir built. There's several around the Staines area. And one of the ideas for Heathrow is, could they build a runway on top of one of them? So the reservoir underneath is too expensive and structurally, well, too much of an engineering puzzle. And so on. Could they build a terminal building on one? Could some of the roads go over them, even a suspension bridge? These are 1,000 to 2,000 meters across, these reservoirs. So somewhere in there, over that mound in the water, that's where Stanwell Manor would have been. And so this would have been private land. There wasn't a public road through at that time. All right, that's enough about Stanwell. It's not Stanwell Manor, Stanwell Place. Toodaloo.